In the early 1960s, three idealistic young CIA officers arrived in Laos, a sleepy, mountainous country of barely over 2 million people, mostly rice farmers. Their mission? Stop the spread of communism. Recruit and train hill tribe warriors to fight a shadow war against the North Vietnamese and the Pathet Lao. The war in Laos was secret. The Russians knew about it. The Chinese knew. The Vietnamese. The Laotians certainly knew. The only people who didn't was the American public and Congress.
I took a walk through this beautiful world. Felt the cool rain on my shoulder. Found something good in this beautiful world. I felt the rain getting colder. Sha la 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 la. Sha la 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 la. Sha.
Never actually at war with Laos, at the same time we were fighting in neighboring Vietnam, the United States flew more than 500,000 missions over this tiny Southeast Asian nation, dropping more bombs here than on Germany and Japan and all of World War II combined. This only a part of the largest covert military operation in history, a conflict that became known as the Secret War. There were three intelligence officers, key players in this secret war, who, depending on who you talk to, were either greatly loved or greatly feared and despised. Anthony Poshepny, also known as Tony Poe, had an extensive paramilitary background as a former Marine and CIA officer. Bill Lehr, a Texan and World War II vet, was an influential CIA case officer. Vint Lawrence was recruited right out of Princeton, even though he was an art history major. They succeeded, at first, in impeding the flow of communist North Vietnamese arms and troops on the Ho Chi Minh Trail. But by the end, they were arming even children. What happened here, presumably in the cause of freedom, of democratic Western values, resonates still. An estimated 30% of the bombs dropped on Laos failed to detonate. These and other UXOs remain in the ground and continue to take lives and limbs. What's the first sort of recognizable smell that registers?
Wood smoke, grilling. River as well. You know, it's just like the Mekong. It's like
diesel or whatever the fuel is here, a little bit of that.
Yeah.
From the first time I heard of Laos, I was hooked and filled with the desire to see the place. Once a storybook kingdom of misty mountains and opium, at one time a protectorate of France, a mysterious landlocked nation bordered by China, Thailand, Cambodia, and as fate would have it, Vietnam.
Best restaurant view ever. All these women butchers.
Chef James Sihabut earned his Michelin star in San Francisco.
This is the first thing I get off the plane. I'm going to go find some kopiak sin.
He learned to cook from his mother and never looked back until recently.
It's crispy pork, sliced pork.
Blood cake.
Blood cake in it.
Meat broth.
Meat broth, yeah. Oh, it's like steaming hot.
James' family, like many, fled the fighting in Laos or the communist takeover that followed it. Nowadays, things are looking up a bit, and some, like James, are returning.
Oh, man, it's just like so homey. Takes you to a place. Takes me to a place.
What's it like being back, man? I mean, it's only your second time, but what's it like?
Oh, man, it's like home. More and more. I totally get it. Like, my mom's like, I want to go back home. That's a common thing. Refugees live in the States for a couple years. Once their children have their own careers and families, they come back. My mom's doing that now, but you know, rice farming again. She said, I want to move back to Ubon and have a more relaxed life. I was like, that's hard work.
You know, but she's happy?
But she's happy, super happy. She looks a lot younger now after she moved back.
Less stress, I guess.
Yeah.
This village we call Longlan.
Rice farming?
Yes, they're doing rice and also growing some vegetable.
Northern Laos, enchantingly beautiful, sparsely populated by remote mountain villages, for centuries home to ethnic minority hill tribes like the Hmong. This is where the CIA recruited, trained, and armed over 100,000 fighters.
They start to build this road since 1983.
Before that,
yeah.
How did you get up and down, walk?
In these same mountains, but on the other side of the conflict, there were people like Mr. Lee, now in his 80s, who fought for the communist Pathet Lao. He is Hmong. And during the secret war, he fought other Hmong.
Oh, fantastic. Wow.
This is chicken.
Chicken.
And this is chicken also, but with blood and some inner heart. Every Hmong family will know this.
Beautiful. He was here when the French were here, yes? How is he injured?
In the end, when the last choppers hurriedly left Vietnam, Laos and many Lao who fought with us were left behind too. What had been a kingdom was now a communist regime. Yeah, the bad guys won. A few who'd been most directly associated with the American effort unwilling to face rehabilitation camps or worse, never surrendered, and are, all these years later, hiding in hills like these.
Hmong were killing Hmong bitterly for many years. If the same people who were trying to kill him and who he was trying to kill came back now, how would he feel about that?
I'm Dr. Sanjay Gupta, CNN's chief medical correspondent. This week on Chasing Life,
lately, we have been paying attention to a very different virus, bird flu, which is caused by the H5N1 virus. If you start to hear that it's circulating in pigs, that would be a concern.
That means I would go from sleeping with one eye open to one and a half eyes open. Yeah, that would make me very concerned.
Listen to Chasing Life, wherever you get your podcasts.
Prabang, Laos' ancient capital, is a sleepy city of ornate palaces and temples. They enthusiastically observe Bun Ak Pansahir, a big party marking the end of Buddhist Lent. The whole thing culminates in a few days with a fire lantern festival, the symbolic casting away of your sins. But this morning, the Lao are watching and drinking as others pull at oars and race to the finish line. Boat festival?
Yeah, boat festival here. But today is a girl racing.
Each boat will be women from the same village.
Yeah, one boat, it's one village.
For weeks, racing teams have been practicing on the Mekong River, each team sponsored by a local Buddhist monastery.
Drinks, enjoy meal, enjoy bird.
How old is this tradition?
So long time ago, many generations. We start maybe on 6th century.
Uh-oh, what are we doing? Lao Lao?
Yes, Lao Lao.
So we do some Lao Lao. So made by the sticky rice, so
yes.
It tastes good.
That one's quite strong.
Ooh, this is close. Both of you born here?
Yeah, well, I'm an older sister and she's younger.
How has the country changed since you were little kids?
The country changed a lot. We opened the tourism scene, so it's good for the local economy and local people. They can earn money direct from the visitor and tourists.
President Obama was just here a few months ago.
A few months ago.
Yeah, he got offered a lot of help for education and for the
unexploded ordnance removal. I think $90 million.
That's a lot.
That's a lot of money.
Help a lot. This one, the local snack.
Oh, chicken feet. Good.
And buffalo tendon.
Oh, nice. Good. Yeah, we'll try that. Squid.
Dry squid.
Dry squid. God, I love this. This is delicious.
When we eat and we enjoy food in Lao, we say sep lai.
Sep lai.
Sep lai.
Your hotel.
My hotel.
How long has it been open?
Well, it's been about 20 years.
I'm having lunch at the Ban Lao Hotel. During the Secret War, it was the offices for USAID, America's foreign aid mission. The building was also a cover for CIA headquarters.
That big building. It used to belong to USAID.
Can we say
USA or CIA? I don't know.
Well, this is what I want to ask. Generally speaking, back in the 60s and 70s, USAID and CIA had a lot of, let's say, overlap.
Mama Vaughn, who I met here on my last trip, is making lunch, an elaborate spread of dishes whose recipes are left over from imperial times.
So, what do we have here?
This is lonsom fish from Mekong. We cook with chalice and garlic and chili and coconut milk and pork.
River crab?
River crab, yeah. See?
It's good.
It's only in Lung Prabang.
You can eat the shell.
Yes. And fish with pork grill.
Or in banana leaves.
And a ginger sauce. We eat the pork skin.
Pork skin. And we have to have sticky rice.
Yeah, sticky rice.
Okay, bon appetit.
Food like this. This is an imperial dish, a royal dish. Have these disappeared, these recipes, or are they still here?
They're still here, but you know, Mr. Tony, sometimes they do it not the way that not supposed to do it. They change ingredient a lot. My grandma teach me how to do this.
Now, you were born here, yes? In Lung Prabang?
Yes, in Lung Prabang, yep.
And Michelle?
I was born in Vientiane.
In Vientiane.
Have you lived here all your life? No.
In France.
In France.
At the age of 11, I went to France to study. I came back in 1971.
Oh, difficult times, 1971. Very difficult.
Yeah, it was still the war.
Mama Vaughn's longtime friend Michelle is a journalist, though what that means in a communist one-party state like Laos is necessarily different than what you and I might define it as.
When I was in Paris, I studied ethnology. When I came here, they said, ethnology can wait. What we need is journalists.
That's why you get your job.
That's how I became a journalist.
American involvement here remains a particularly painful and even taboo subject with the Lao government.
Obama, the United States president, just came here to visit. What do you think it means for Lao?
Well, I think one important thing is the UXO, unexploded ordnances. American B-52s. They came on bombing missions on Laos every day. And after bombing, they have to cross Mekong back and land. But they are not allowed to land with bombs on board. Right. So if they have bombs left, they would drop them at random. That's why we have so many in so many provinces.
What do you think it means, though, that the president came here? This is a small country, only 7 million and change people.
Yeah.
Not a lot of mineral resources.
No, not really.
No oil. If you were a cynical person.
I'm not.
Why do you think he came?
Well, you have China, you have Russia, you have...
You think that maybe we think we need a friend in the neighborhood.
I think everybody needs friends.
Nice answer. Refugee camp?
Yes.
Moved to the States, what age?
2. I don't really remember much. My dad never once talked about the secret war. Didn't really explain why we had to come to the States. We were just like, we're here, enjoy it.
Giving is a daily ritual, but this is special.
People always sit down along the street,
right?
Wait for the monk coming and give sticky rice. Most people, they give sticky rice.
Bunak Pansa means the end of months of isolated meditation. Monks celebrate with a once-a-year Halloween-like bonanza, where in addition to the usual sticky rice, all manner of treats are offered.
I was a novice, come from my home village to live in the temple in Luang Prabang. I finished a monk.
You know, orange robes, the whole bit. Mm-hmm. Now, do most young men go to the temple
to get education? Yes.
It's the only way you get like public education is to become a novice.
Yes.
Ah.
Yeah. Unless
so everybody.
Everybody. Yeah. And that's where you learn English.
Yeah.
And you speak French too?
No.
No.
Chef James' friend, Mr. C, lives with his extended family on the outskirts of Luang Prabang. Looks awesome. So, what do we got here?
Our lamb is an iconic Lao dish. What are your mushrooms? Dill. The key ingredient is the pepperwood. These wooden blocks, which has like white pepper, star anise.
That infuses the fish. You don't eat it.
It's like you don't eat it. Very herbaceous, peppery, really rich.
Unlike anything I've ever had.
Mm-hmm. We have two types of lamb. One's raw, one's cooked.
Mm-hmm. So it's cooked buffalo, raw buffalo.
Buffalo.
Man, that's really good.
This was kind of improvised. Lip bang. Lip bang translates to fixed blood. So it's buffalo blood. It's a really tricky way to prepare the dish because you want the blood to set. So the way you do it is dilute the blood with water.
Right.
And just pour it over herbs and that's it. Lao panna cotta.
This is really, really good. You know, the balance is so beautiful.
This meal kind of represents like the Lao table. You always got to have a soup. You always got to have some kind of lob, a stew, some kind of muddled salad, sticky rice, of course, and dip.
And beer Lao.
And beer Lao. Yeah, let's get that. Let's get that.
So me, Amir.
Your parents left Laos in what?
81.
81.
And, you know, we migrated to a community of other Laotians. And it was pretty much a community like this. We all shared, we bartered.
Scratching out a living. I mean, if you were Laotian and you wanted to make money back then, you were cooking Thai food.
Exactly. You know, my mom worked in Thai restaurants. And
what does your mom think of your Lao cooking?
Actually, she's pretty impressed, surprisingly. She's like, the first thing she does when she walks to my kitchen is she goes to a waste bin. And she goes, looks in the trash and goes...
Why are you throwing this out?
Yeah. Yeah, it's, you know, it's just like cilantro stems.
So how many years were you in Laos?
3 years.
3 years?
Yes.
Well, what's the minimum?
Minimum 7 days.
Wow, that's easy.
Easy.
I don't have time. Yeah. What's life like at the temple? Sleep on the floor, you sleep in a bed?
Normally, we sleep on the floor. Later, I sleep on bed.
One meal a day?
One meal a day.
Two.
Two. Two.
Breakfast and lunch.
Yes. You get a snack from almsgiving?
Yes, snack and drink, coffee, or one thing. In the evening.
Coffee and Ovaltine, did you say?
Yeah.
Ovaltine.
Oh, Ovaltine,
yeah.
This one?
You got it. Here's a cup. Here you go.
Oh, Ovaltine.
For you.
Cheers.
The assignment with me, Audie Cornish. So there have been arrests, suspensions, disciplinary hearings. They're shutting down graduation events.
At this moment, the part of the protests that are admirable are young people calling attention to atrocities.
Michael Roth is the president of Wesleyan University.
I would like to make a space for them to do that, as long as that space doesn't prevent other people from pursuing their education.
Listen to The Assignment with me, Audie Cornish, on your favorite podcast app.
The American experience in this part of the world is something that everyone wants to pretend never happened. More bombs dropped here than all of World War II.
This is the gold medal of Laos. Is, they say, 1 ton per person. And if they continue to clean the country at that reason, more 600 years to clean.
Crane, come on, Crane, come on, come on, come on.
Oh, no, this is the strong
right?
stuff.
Ningpo Chaden, good for you. Hello. One, two, three. Warangkon.
This part of the world. The thick, unmoving air, the smell, past rice paddies, water buffaloes, what feels like another century. Laos is the kind of place that can easily capture your heart and not let you go.
This is what you do, right? I mean, if you're thinking of a place to open a bar or a restaurant, you're going to put it by the river.
Yeah.
Right?
Yes.
Nice breeze. Nice view.
And you see a lot of people, they come here during the afternoon, they have a drink, it's nice.
Perfect.
Perfect.
More than a few people came here for vacation and never went home, like Ben.
So how long have you been in Laos?
In Laos, around 15 years. I haven't been back to France for a long time.
When you first came here, what was it like?
It was just open, you know, it was beginning of 2000.
What do you mean by just open?
Before, it was very difficult to travel, you know, no? If you have a permit to travel in Long Prabang,
right,
you can only visit Long Prabang. You want to go to another province, you need to have a special permit to change. And I had a friend. My friend said, no, let's go to Laos. It's more protected, more natural, more authentic. I said, okay, why not? The first time I arrived in Long Prabang, I was feeling like Indiana Jones, discovering a beautiful city. And the point is, I fell in love and I couldn't go back.
What's your typical day here? Like, if you're not working, you're on a good day, you know?
On a good day, you have a party. You have a party, beer lao, friends, that's for sure. Again, there is nothing special to do. It's just the way of life. Yeah. Training.
So how has it changed over the years? I mean, you go to Saigon or Hanoi, money coming in, foreign ownership of everything. That's not happening here?
Yes. I can see there is an acceleration now. Now, when you go to the market and you say, where is it from? They say Thailand, Vietnam, China. Mm. And to find local fruits is difficult. But if you talk to old people, they will say Bopenyang. We are like the bamboo. We are not trees. So when there is too much wind, voila, we bend and we get up and Bopenyang. I was a monk for a little bit more than 1 month. In fact, I signed for 3 weeks. After 3 weeks, I wanted to stay a little bit. They push a lot the way to not suffer, to learn how to disconnect the important things in life. That's why the people, they drink a lot. They like to enjoy, to share. If you don't share, you are poor. More you give, more you're rich. You have money a lot, you lose your money tomorrow. Some people will be upset. When you go up and going down, it's never a good feeling. Bopenyang. As they say, look at the river. It's go up, it's go down, but always in the same way. And at the end, it's the end. Voilà. Bopenyang.
Thank you.
Let us assume the best of the intelligence officers who served here, of the pilots and bombardiers who ran missions over Laos.
Push your step.
That they were doing their duty as they saw it, that they believed they were serving the interests of their country. So this a banana plantation?
Yes, banana and lemongrass.
That still leaves us with the unarguable fact that generations later, UXOs, or unexploded ordnances, remain a huge problem.
What's here, cluster bomb mostly? Of bombies?
Yes, yes.
Organizations like UXO Lao are tasked with cleaning up the mess.
You go with a metal detector, dig them out by hand, no machines, detonate them.
The technology we use nowadays is the same that 20 years ago.
Right. Wow. It's a big bang.
Imagine how the children pick it up.
Yeah. Laos is the most heavily bombed country per capita in the history of the world.
Yep.
80 million is the number of cluster bombs that did not detonate. Since the war in Vietnam ended and we left our secret war here behind, 20,000 people, many of whom were not even alive during the conflicts, have been killed or maimed. Now, most of the people who are blown up, who are they? Mostly farmers.
Nowadays, the pictures are a little bit changed to the children right now, because the children, it looks like tennis ball. It's good for praying, for the children to pick up as a toy.
So far, only half of 1% of the country has been cleared.
80 million cluster bombs are still left in the country.
Right.
20 years, what we need is 1.4 million.
In 20 years?
20 years.
So that's a lot left.
That's a lot. And many people asking me how many years ago, I have no answers.
Some.
Three.
Some.
Two.
ก็ปตปอไอ้นึกถึงจอมอเลยอ่ะไอ้ตัวย้อนว่ามาละเคยจําเนี่ยว่ามาทุบบุกกะว่าอย่าลูกหอกว่ามาทุกกอนะเป็นตกเตียนใหญ่แต่พุ่งเคยรอเคล้ามาเตียนตกเตียนนะตัวอ้อตูนได้อยู่เตียวมาอีตูมาเลยตัวที่เป้มันเลยอีลูหลอกกูลูกูเลยเลยกูตึงแล้วโตลั่ง
ตัวนั้นมันขัดตัวบ่มบีนะจังหวะอะไรจะจะเราที่ตัวหายเนาะจะเราที่ตัวหายเดียวชอบจงลูกก็มาเติร์ตัวนะอย่าหายลูกขโมยเนี่ยอันนี้เต้นอันนี้จิตเจ้าอยู่ด้วยนะจิตเจ้าอยู่น้ำจงจงจงเจ้าคนนี้ตัวทั้งหมดนะจุ่มน้อยให้มึงจงจงเดี๋ยวเต้ตัวเจ้ตัวจงเลยเจ้ตัวเกียรติสินเลย
Thank you.
So this is bamboo soup. This bamboo is very fresh because they just get it from the forest up here. Normally the bamboo is a little bit bitter, but he has to boil it
a long time.
And then he'll take off the water.
Change the water.
Yeah, change the water and cook it again with chicken or duck.
Right, for flavor.
Yes.
So what year was he born? How old is the gentleman? 1960, so born at the beginning of the war here.
Yeah.
While these days the effects of the secret war are receiving more attention, much of how we got here remains off limits. The CIA and their relationship with the Hmong, in part because there are, to this day, insurgents deep in the jungle, is a sensitive subject with the Lao government.
Where did the American doctors come from?
Actually, it's. I think this is not a question.
Okay. In a communist one-party state like Laos, it can be dangerous to talk politics. You tell me whether we can talk about this or not, whether it's a comfortable subject or not. But here, on one hand, we have Americans dropping bombs that blow this, at the time, child up.
Yeah.
And then there are American doctors to put him back together. Given that. Is he angry? I mean, all of the bombing, all of the suffering, all of the death, what did he think it was all for?
Quality sleep is essential, and that's why the Sleep Number Smart Bed is designed for your ever-evolving sleep needs. So you can choose what's right for you whenever you like. Need a bed that's firmer or softer on either side? Helps you sleep at a comfortable temperature. Quiets their snores. Sleep Number does that. Sleep better together. J.D. Power ranks Sleep Number number one in customer satisfaction with mattresses purchased in-store. And now, save 40% on Sleep Number limited edition smart beds for a limited time. For J.D. Power 2023 award information, visit jdpower.com/awards. Only at Sleep Number stores or sleepnumber.com.